So now you see that you love me. Wow. Just to prove that you do, come on and cry me a river. Cry me a river. 'Cause I cried a river over you. So come on and cry me a river. Cry me a river. 'Cause I cried a river over you. I did.
Don't worry, Sam, I'm done. I am not going to subject you to any more of my caterwauling tonight. May I please? You are too good to me. This is why you are the best barman in Rapture. Ooh, that is rough. Who's the stranger? Just give him a drink. I'm paying. I'll put it on my tab. It's a big tab. So tell me, stranger, what are you doing in the Bonbon?
Yeah, the Bonbon. It's classy according to Sam. And I mean, look around. Isn't this just the very epitome of class and sophistication?
The Bonbon. Are you lost? Do you speak English? You do? Okay. Have a drink, it'll help. So, what are you looking for?
Well, you must be looking for something. You are in Siren Alley, after all.
Well, I don't buy that for a second. You see, Sugar, Siren Alley is the kind of place you go to scratch an itch. To sate an appetite that you wouldn't admit to in a polite society. Well, as polite as society gets in Rapture.
Oh no, Sugar. Don't be looking at me and getting ideas. Don't you dare. I'm not that kind of girl. Well, not yet anyway. Things are not quite that bad.
A canary? No. I'm no singer, I'm just indulging a fancy. Sometimes a gin gives me a fancy for singing.
Sam's half deaf, so he doesn't mind.
But what are you looking for?
You can tell me. I won't tell anyone, I promise. Don't you believe me?
Clever stranger. So just what are you looking for? Are you looking to catch a fever to keep you warm at night? Looking for some dolly, sweet and young, to distract you from life with the old anchor? Troublesome and so toil-worthy. Such is marriage, after all.
No? You're just here for a drink. Oh, I believe you, stranger. I mean, this gin is worth a journey, a pilgrimage. It is a revelation.
So you're just here for a drink.
I believe you, millions wouldn't. And I don't, but. But hey, that doesn't even matter. I mean, this is Rapture. You're free to do whatever the hell you want.
And it's pretty likely that whatever you want, you can find here, in Siren Alley. Just take a walk down to Little Eden, the Pink Pearl. I'm sure they'll have something that's your type. Why am I here? I'm here because I like it. There's something about the bonbon that appeals to me. Maybe it's the name. It's pretty atypical for Rapture. But it's very classy. You see, anything that's French is classy, apparently. One of the many things I have learned since I've been in Rapture. Oh yes, Rapture has been very educational. What do I do when I'm not singing? Well, I drink. It's rough, but it's honest. It won't knock you out. It won't give you any hard surprises. Oh, you mean what is a nice girl like me doing in Rapture? Oh, you are adorable. Well, a girl who looks like me and knows people. A girl who has, let's say, connections. Can get her hands on information. And in Rapture, information is a valuable commodity. So, I guess you could say I'm a problem solver. Unfortunately, I've been cursed with a conscience. And that's why I'm in this fine establishment, drinking this wonderful gin, of which my glass is empty of. Unfortunately, Sam has disappeared and he is half deaf, so there's no point calling him. So since I've temporarily been denied gin-soaked oblivion, I guess I'll have to turn my focus on you. So tell me, stranger, what brings you to Rapture? No, you don't have to tell me. You can walk in mystery. You could just tell me a secret instead. Oh, come on, don't be naive. You know how this works. When two strangers like us meet in a bar like the Bonbon, so very classy, you know exactly what happens. We tell each other secrets. Deep, dark secrets. And then we use those same secrets to our best advantage in the future. It's okay, I don't mind going first. I mean, you still got gin in your glass, so you should enjoy it. If enjoy is the right word. My secret. I came to Rapture. A silly, innocent thing. Full of hope, love, and dreams. It didn't last long. Nothing does in Rapture. The shine fades quickly. And my poor little heart got broken. No, not broken. Trampled on. Shattered. And it made me bitter. A little twisted. But it helps to be twisted when you're a problem solver. A troubleshooter. Emphasis on the shooter. No, that's not the secret. That's common knowledge. The secret's about Rapture. You look like you're fresh meat. The secret is, it's already too late for you. You're branded, tainted. Rapture's poison all is working its way into your system as we speak. There's something about Rapture that is corrosive, damaging. It was a city of dreams. It seemed like endless possibilities. Wonder on the ocean floor. But the reality is darker, more base.
When you're given the freedom to be whatever you want, do whatever you want, your base instinct takes over. And while it makes for an interesting life, it makes for a dangerous one. And danger is already chasing you down, nipping at your heels. I thought you'd get here sooner, you know. But I actually don't mind that you took your sweet, sweet time. I got to waste some of my time singing and drinking and waiting. So, that secret. The secret is that you are in deadly trouble. You have stepped on the wrong toes, darling. And the only way that you're going to survive the night is if you ask me to help you. That damn conscience of mine is really, really so troublesome. There's no rush. Finish up your drink and then you can ask me. All nice and polite. You see, I'm looking at you, and I actually have no idea. I just can't tell. Do you actually have no idea of the hot water you're in? Or are you just that good a liar? Either way, it's going to be an interesting night. We've got time for another drink. There's Sam. No, my glass hasn't been empty for long. Say, Sam, why don't you pour my friend and I a glass of the good stuff? It's gonna be a rough night, and I think we could do with it. Put it on my tap. No, you know what? Put it on their tap. I have a feeling they're going to end up owing me quite a lot.